I often think about what it'd be like to watch you get dressed after a cleansing shower, washing yourself with a rich lather of rose and musk, preparing for a night out with your girlfriends. Tonight you've just slipped on a white silk camisole, loose, but somehow still clinging to your curves. You're gazing at your reflection in the mirror, the cami pushed up onto your hips, and just a hint of your bare, freshly trimmed pussy peeking out. I can no longer resist. It only takes me 2 steps to reach you from across the room, my hand reaching under your hair onto your neck, pushing you face down onto the bed. You keep your legs straight, and as you bend, the cami rises further, completely burying your ass. Now, with your gift from me properly unwrapped, you reach back to spread yourself. Your pretty nails acting as a beacon for my greedy eyes, pointing the way to your treasure. I can see goosebumps on your ass. Are you cold, my sweet? Or is it just the anxious anticipation of what's yet to come? You can feel my breath warming you up. And you know, if my mouth is that close, my tongue is not far behind. I don't disappoint, and you gasp when it slides along your crack. You've been teasing me for so long with hints of that ass, with those careless touches when we talk, and now it's my turn to tease. Touching neither pucker nor pussy, I dart my tongue here and there, making your crack wet with my saliva, and your kitty soaked with your desire. I use my finger on you, stroking along your slit, gathering up your dew. Fuck, my little princess, you're dripping wet. My finger taps at your clit, at the same time I blow on your pretty rosebud. Maybe I'll see it bloom, Tongue draws circles, growing ever smaller, and with a deep breath you push back at my face. But it's not that easy, baby. I move to the side, smirking, waiting to see how hungry my dirty girl really is. My finger works its magic, strumming now, matching the pattern that my tongue makes against your ass. My thumb presses inside your damp pussy, and your hands spread your cheeks even wider as you push back again. This time I give in, and my tongue laps at your ass, spearing inside you, pressing deeper still. I feel a hand grabbing my hair, holding tight as you grind against me. Feels so good, doesn't it, baby? Will you cry out when you come? Will you call my name over and over again? God, I want your ass. You're squirming, your body begging for more, wanting to feel me, any of me, all of me. You want my tongue licking and tasting, you want it pressing deep inside. I feel you shiver as my breath both cools and heats you. Turn your head to look over your shoulder, strands of your hair blocking a clear view of me. Please, John, you plead breathlessly. I can't take much more. You arch your back slightly, like a cat, holding your ass up for me, still reaching back with your hand on my head, holding on in an attempt to persuade me to continue. My tongue darts in again. Feeling so good, so warm, so filling. But still you want more. You're craving the feeling of something more substantial in your ass. The ass that's clamping down on my tongue right now. Oh, baby, I can barely hear your moans with your face pressed like that against the pillow. Soft classical music is playing in the background, and it's a wonderful accompaniment to those wet, squishy sounds of my flesh digging deeper inside you. Your moans grow a bit when you get close. Come for me, my pet. Go ahead and take the release I offer you. I feel your fingers next to mine, working your clit. And I feel your anus spasm around my tongue. Your entire body stiffens, then relaxes and droops onto the bed. Such a pretty kitten. My hands stroke you. My mouth gives gentle kisses along your cheeks. Then up to the small of your back. I reach up and roll the cami off your shoulders, pulling it down so that you're completely naked now. Oh my. Still on your stomach, your ass still perched up as if to tempt me. You turn your head and watch me as I undress. I love those eyes of yours, capturing everything before them, expressing the desire you feel so well. Your hair looked perfect earlier. I almost felt guilty touching it, messing it up. But it's spread out on the pillow now, just like an angel's wings. My shirt gets tossed to the floor, and you see, I'm breathing harder now. I'm transforming right in front of you, from gentle teacher to hungry warrior. As each layer is peeled, my eyes grow more fiery, and my movements are fast and precise. My jeans are next to go, then finally my cock springs free. I'm so hard it bounces back against my belly. Is that a smile I see? Oh yes, baby. Your soldier is standing at attention now, ready and willing for his carnal duty, his prey locked into his vision. I need to touch you again to feel the silk of your skin. Starting at your hips, my hands rub your smooth skin, my thumbs pressing down along your spine. I hear another gentle moan when my lips touch you, trailing after my fingers. My tongue swirls around that divot at the base of your spine, and your hips move from side to side. I move up, my legs straddling yours, and finally you feel my hardened shaft against your skin. Every part of you I'm touching is so soft and smooth I could just lay here for hours and caress you, keeping us both on the edge. But not today. No, not today. I've been teased enough. Your body's covered in a fine sheen of sweat from earlier. I'm tasting you again. There's no doubt you're mine, and my teeth nip at you, sucking at a bit of skin. My mind sorts through your flavors, your mouth, your puss, your ass, your sweat, and if I bite just a bit harder, even your blood. I'm covering you now, my body like a blanket. I move the hair from your neck and start to kiss, biting down every now and then. My cock is nestled in your crack. We're both slick with sweat and dew and the stuff of love. Both of us rocking, relishing that friction. The heat keeps building. My cock drops down, and just as I push up, you push back and feel me start to press inside. Oh God, that's good. So snug. I'm slowly splitting you open. Your wet silk covering. Nothing between us now. Oh, yeah. I'm all the way in now, and I become still. Letting you feel what fills you. Your eyes open again and locked on mine. This is yours, baby. I whisper and slowly start to rock. You're still so wet and hot from earlier. Your pussy contracts around me, molding itself around my shaft like a soaked mitten. I continue to plunge inside, pulling back, then pushing right back in again. No longer gently, though. My hunger has been awakened. I need this now. I need you. And finally, I have you. Oh, you're pushing back. You slipped a hand under your body and are fingering yourself, adding to the wonderful sensation you already feel. My body bounces against you. The bed cushions you, yet still you feel the pressure against you. I look down and see that sweet ass of yours each time I smack it. I grab a fistful of your hair, pulling your head up a bit, my lips right at your ear. This is mine, I growl, and turn your head, kissing you, biting at your lip and tongue, our teeth gnashing together in a starving kiss. You feel my thumb pressing against your pucker, and I feel a moan released into our kiss. Oh, I'm fucking you now, hard, using your body as I need, bringing you along with me. You feel my cock thick and deep inside you, and you know I'm close. Come with me, my little kitten. Come right along with me. Oh, my thumb pushes inside you, and I can feel my cock inside your pussy. That's all it takes, and suddenly I'm coming. Spurting heat inside your fire as I groan. Oh, my body tightens, then relaxes. Oh, it's... Oh, twice. Oh, and finally a third. Oh. We both collapse like rag dolls onto the sweaty bed. I'm still inside you, still hard. Our juice is seeping out, but we're both content just to rest. You curl inside my arms, your back against my chest, feeling my heart pounding. My hand touches your cheek, turning your face towards me. We kiss again, gently this time, soothing and peaceful, our hearts together, and our loving complete for now.